Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
God the Father gave us the most valuable intentional gift in the person of Jesus Christ, and we reflect and we imitate that goodness that he had, and we try to give intentional gifts to one another, and we try to intentionally give back to the Lord. And John 3:16, of course, tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." So we're celebrating that at Christmas time, the intentional gift of a loving heavenly Father, the intentional gift of Jesus laying down his life on the cross, and how we should be spurred to imitate that in our own lives. We've talked about how giving should be relational, not religious. We've talked about how giving should be covenant, not casual. How it should be sacrificial, not ceremonial. How it should be full of faith, not out of fear. And how it should be harvest-focused, not habit-focused. But today I want to tell you, as we conclude the series, there is more. Look at somebody and say, there is more. That's the point that I want to get across to you, is that there is more. One of the things that's most exciting to me about being a dad is some of those first aha moments when I take one of my kids and I show them something they've never seen before and they realize there's more. You know, the first time they have ice cream, the first time they have chocolate, the first time they go to the beach, those eyes get so big and they realize, oh, there's more. God takes us on a similar journey in our faith walk where he continues to show us that there is more. And so I want to kind of just impress that on you today, that wherever you are in your life, God has more for you. God is saying there is more. Matter of fact, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." Think about that for a second. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. I really want you to take this in. Make sure that you believe this. Before you leave this place, I hope that you can have this in your heart, that God has prepared things for you that you haven't seen, you haven't heard, you haven't even dreamt about. The blessing that God has prepared for you is spectacular. It's beyond imagination. There is more. Psalm 23:5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Now, for a second, just put the enemy part to the side and think about the fact that God has prepared a table for you. God has prepared a table before you. He anoints your head with oil. What's the significance of that? That always means in the Bible that he is giving you a position. So he's prepared a table. He's prepared a position. What does that mean for your cup to overflow? That means that God wants to give you abundance, more than you can contain. It overflows. My cup runs over. That means you can't even hold all of the things that God is trying to pour into you. God has prepared so much more. He's prepared a table before you that's beyond your imagination. There's more. And our intentional giving unlocks the more that God has prepared for us. He's already prepared the blessing. He's already set the table. He's already ready to move on your behalf. And our intentional giving unlocks the blessings of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, "I'm ready to unlock something today." I'm ready. If you'll let me take you on a journey here, I want to show you how this works in the Bible. We give our hearts and our lives so that we can receive his redemption. We give our tithes so that we can receive his covenant. We give our offerings so that we can receive 30, 60, 100-fold return. We give our prayers so that we can receive God's involvement in revelation. Our intentional giving unlocks the more that God wants to give us. It's biblical. It's scriptural. There's a pattern there. It's a blueprint to receive the more that God has for you. There are seeds that God wants you to sow of your time, of your ability, of your prayers, of your resources that will unlock greater things in your life. There's more. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "And we all with unveiled face continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." So God takes us from one degree of glory to even more glory. That's what I want to show you today, that there is more. He takes us from one degree of glory to another degree, even more glory. You might have been coming to church for a while and say, "I've seen it all. I understand the things that God is saying. I've heard the sermons. I've seen basically what God is doing." I want to tell you, you're wrong. There's more. God has more for you. God has more for your family. God has more for our church. God has more. He has more for our community. He has more for the body of Christ. There's more he wants to do with you and through you. But you have to know how to unlock it. There's this powerful revelation of giving with intention that unlocks greater things that God wants to do in your life. He wants to do greater things in your finances. He wants to do greater things in your family. He wants to do greater things in your prayer life. He wants to do greater things with healing. He wants to do greater things with you being a witness. God wants to do greater things. There is more, but you have to learn to unlock it. There's more, but you have to unlock it. So here's a question. What do you need to give to receive greater things in your life? What type of intentional gift do you need to give in this season to receive greater things in your life? It's not always financial, but sometimes it is. What's the intentional gift that you need to give? Maybe you need to give time. Maybe you've been holding back on time that God has asked you to dedicate, that he's asked you to lay on the altar as a gift before him for a greater season. Maybe you've been stingy with your time and God is saying, "I prepared a table before you, but I'm waiting for an intentional gift of your time." Are you willing to give that gift of your time to unlock a greater level of intimacy with God? For some of you, that's the intentional gift you need to give. It's the gift of time. What about the intentional gift of your ability? For some of you, maybe God's waiting for you to give your ability as an intentional gift. You've been using it for yourself to provide for your family, and that's great. God's happy. God wants you to do that. But you're missing something if you're not giving back your ability as a gift to God. You're missing out on a greater dimension of your faith walk. Jesus said in Matthew 23:11, "The greatest among you will be a servant." So we learn how to serve with our ability, and it unlocks greater capacity. The intentional giving of serving both inside and outside of the church is powerful. What intentional gift will unlock what God has prepared for you? Because it's not about what God wants to get from you. It's about what God wants to get to you. And what intentional giving can unlock for you, and unlock for those around you, and unlock for the body of Christ, and unlock for people that are unsaved around you. What will your intentional giving do? Because there's more. For some, the intentional gift is financial. And this can be difficult because for some people, fear surrounds this type of intentional giving. Sometimes it can be difficult because there's been bad teaching. You heard something on YouTube and you can't shake it. Sometimes the intentional gift of finances is difficult because we've had bad experiences or heard of bad experiences in church. But let me tell you something. None of that takes away from the spiritual truth in the Word of God that giving intentional financially will unlock certain doors for you. It doesn't take away the fact that there's a spiritual universal truth in the Word of God about giving financially with intention. For some people, you need to give an intentional gift of your time. For some of you, you need to give an intentional gift of your ability. For others, you need to give an intentional gift of your finances. Maybe there's an intentional gift that I didn't list that the Holy Spirit is moving on your heart that you need to give. What intentional gift can you give that will unlock the greater things that God has prepared for you? I get excited about thinking about what God has prepared for me in 2026. I get excited about thinking about what God has prepared for you in 2026. And it starts me on this chain of thought that says, what do I need to intentionally give to unlock that which God has prepared for me? There's more, but you need to learn how to unlock it. There is a consistent concept throughout the Word of God. There is giving and receiving. For God so loved the world that He gave. Through the gift of God, we have received redemption. When we receive this gift, it makes us want to give in return. We give the submission of our lives to Jesus Christ, and we receive eternal life. There's always giving and receiving in the Bible. There's always giving and receiving in the spiritual realm. It's always going on because giving unlocks receiving. Some people are saying, man, I really want to receive some stuff from God. You need to be asking what you need to give to prepare the ground. What do I need to give to unlock that which I want to receive? When I give with intention, it unlocks higher levels of purpose. Higher levels of purpose. The more I give of myself through surrender, the greater authority in Christ I receive. The more that I give of my ability and serve, the more I become a kingdom builder. The more I give my time in prayer, the more I receive greater intimacy with God. The more I give of my ability, the more I receive greater capacity in my ability. Some of you need to hear that because you've been using your ability, but you've been using it mostly for yourself. When you start to use that to build the kingdom of God, God will enhance and increase the capacity of your ability. How many would like to see God put His grace and His multiplication on your ability? Yes. Maybe you have ability in business. Maybe you have ability in the arts. Maybe you have ability in teaching. And if you will just give of your ability, God will increase the capacity of your ability. My intentional giving unlocks higher levels of purpose. My intentional giving unlocks more authority in Christ. My intentional giving unlocks more kingdom resources. I have to figure out what I need to give intentionally in every season. Give what you want to receive. Galatians 6:7 says, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. You'll always harvest what you plant. Don't be misled. This is how God's spiritual world works. You will always harvest what you plant. Say that. I will always harvest what I plant. What you sow, you will reap. So if you want this harvest, you got to sow this type of seed to get that type of harvest. Talked about in a previous sermon that you can't sow prayer and expect finances. You can't sow finances and expect intimacy with God. You can have all the right intentions in your heart, but if you sow apple seeds, you're not going to get oranges. Correct. Sow what it is that you're looking to receive. What harvest do you want? Decide what intentional gift you need to give to unlock that harvest. God established in Genesis that every plant, every tree will produce after its own kind. You're going to sow what you reap. Be careful of what you're sowing in the end of 2025, because you're going to reap that in 2026. It's also a great opportunity. Intentionally sow what you want to reap in 2026. Sow it now. Sow it in 2025. Prayerfully, thoughtfully, step into every season, planting the right seeds, giving with intention. I look at, by the Spirit, what type of harvest do I need to be effective in the kingdom of God? What type of harvest do I need to be effective in my family? What type of seeds do I need to sow to get that type of harvest? Yes. Am I looking for greater kingdom impact? Am I looking for a greater level of intimacy with God? Am I looking for more provision? What harvest do I need to unlock in this season? Because God has already prepared it. God has already prepared it for you. That's what the Bible says. That's what David said in Psalm 23:5. He said, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined the things that God has prepared." But what do you need to do to unlock that which God has prepared? One way to think of this, one way to think of heaven, is as a kingdom storehouse. Yes, part of heaven is a storehouse for all the good things God has prepared for those that love Him. It's like an Amazon warehouse, but on an infinite level. Everything that God has prepared for you, He knows what you need before you even ask Him, and He's prepared it for you. He's got it in His warehouse, waiting for you to put in an order. God is waiting to receive your order so that He can release things from His heavenly storehouse. When you place your order, He is going to release things that He's already prepared. When you set the order in, He's not preparing it now. He's already prepared it. He already knew. He foreknew what you would need before you even ask Him. So when you place your order, He's going to release things He's already prepared. It's in His heavenly warehouse waiting for you. Malachi 3 talks about this. It says when we give tithe and offerings, He throws open His heavenly warehouse and pours out a blessing so much you won't be able to contain it. That's Malachi 3. So the things God has prepared are beyond our imagination. He has a warehouse in heaven full of these things. And one way that we unlock is through giving tithe and offering. One way we unlock is with giving time and prayer. One way we unlock is with giving our ability and serving. All these things, think about that. They're waiting in this heavenly warehouse, and God releases different things from His storehouse depending on what we intentionally do. Depending on the order we put in. Depending on the way that we give and what we give, He releases from His storehouse. So, give with intention. Look at somebody and say, give with intention. Give strategically. Give prayerfully. Give with a focus on what you believe you need to harvest in this season. There is so much more. In His heavenly storehouse is healing, is grace, is peace, is financial resources, is everything that you need, is everything that you hadn't even thought of that you need, are things that you've dreamed about, things that you haven't even dreamed about yet. God has good plans, Jeremiah 29:11 says. Plans to prosper you. He's already prepared it. It's beyond your imagination. It's waiting for you. He's prepared a table. So it's time for you and I to step up to the table. and receive the things that God has prepared for us. Many Christians go throughout their life living in lack in a particular area because they don't realize God has a heavenly storehouse that is infinitely greater than what we can imagine. And God has prepared everything you need. No earthly eye has seen it. No earthly ear has heard it. It's beyond the imagination what type of things God has in his storehouse prepared for those who love him. But here's the thing. Look at somebody and say, but. There's a difference between something that has been prepared and something that has been received.
Yeah.
Right? Some people say, oh, yes, I love the Lord, and I know he's prepared this stuff, but some of the stuff you don't have, right? Some of the stuff we're talking about today, you're like, man, I really want that. I want to tell you God has prepared it, but there's a difference between something that's been prepared and something that's been received. We don't have to look very far. We can look at Christmas. Christmas Eve, you can look under the tree, and there's lots of gifts that have been prepared. Lots of love has gone into it. Nice wrapping. It's beautiful. There's valuable gifts underneath there, but they've none been received. So some Christians in certain areas of their life continually live in Christmas Eve, but never walk into Christmas Day. God is saying, I've prepared all these things for you. And some Christians just take one or two things. But God is saying, I've prepared all these things. We have to get from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day. We have to get from the place of just knowing that he's prepared it for us to the place where we receive it. There are many Christians that live in that place, always living in the place of Christmas Eve, because they don't know how to access the gifts that God has prepared for them. The gifts that are beyond their imagination. The gifts that are good plans. Plans to prosper them, not to harm them, to give them hope in a future. They haven't learned how to access those things. Even though God describes it in his word, they fail to realize all the good things that God has prepared for them. So if we can learn to unlock and open up all the gifts that God has prepared for us, imagine the capacity that we could operate on. Imagine if you were able to receive all the good things that God prepared for you, what level you'd be operating on. You'd be leveled up. You'd be walking at a place of capacity. You'd be walking at a place where you were blessed to be a blessing. There's a place in Scripture that says that we'll be able to be generous on every occasion. Yes. Could you imagine that? When somebody comes to you with a need, that you're able to be generous on every occasion? Not just once or twice. You're able to be blessed to be a blessing. Yes, sir. How many believe that God wants you to have all the things that he prepared for you? I believe it. I don't think God would prepare things for me if he didn't want me to have them. So it's not wrong for me to stand in his presence and say, God, I want these things. It's not wrong for me to desire to have all the things that he's prepared for me. That's not an evil thought. That's not a bad thought. That's not a selfish thought. If God prepared them, then they're good and perfect things. The Bible says that every good and perfect thing comes from up above, from the Father of heavenly lights. So for me to desire the good things that he's prepared is a good thing. I believe he wants me to have, I believe he wants you to have all the things he has prepared for you. So learning how to access it is just good stewardship. As saying, hey, I'm not leaving anything on the table. He prepared a table, I'm going to step up, I'm going to eat what he gave me. I'm going to step to the table. I'm going to receive. I'm not leaving anything on the table. We have to learn to give with intention to receive the good things he has prepared. We have to learn to give with intention to receive the good things that He has prepared. We have to be focused on receiving the good things God has prepared for us. There's all kinds of beautiful things He's prepared in His heavenly storehouse. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes from up above, from the Father of heavenly lights. I've been thinking about this recently, this scripture, and it means the Father of the universe. It speaks to His infinite capacity. Every good and perfect gift is coming from the Father of infinite capacity of the universe. He's got gifts beyond your imagination. You haven't even heard of the stuff. You haven't even seen it, the type of stuff He wants to do. The God of heavenly lights, the God of the universe, has prepared gifts beyond your imagination, but He's waiting for you to put in the order. When you give with intention, you're putting a demand on the Word of God. You're putting an order in that God delights in fulfilling. He delights in fulfilling the orders that we put in. We're not ordering Him around. That's not it. We're standing on His Word, and that pleases Him that we have faith that His Word is good. When I take His Word to the bank, it pleases Him. Because I have faith that His Word is credible. Right. When I come up to the teller and I say, this is the Word of God, it's good. I'm standing here because I believe it is trustworthy. It is credible. Yes. I'm going to receive what I came for. Our intentional giving unlocks the great things that He has prepared for us. There's so much more than we realize. God wants to do some things in this next season. 2026, God wants to do some things, some powerful things. He wants to do more than He did in 2025. If you'll receive that, there is more. Romans 8:19 says, for the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. The creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. I believe when this scripture is talking about the creation, the world waiting for the sons and daughters, I believe these type of sons and daughters are the ones that have learned to open up the gifts that God has prepared for them and walk in a greater capacity. The world is not waiting for somebody that is just kind of a nominal Christian. No, they're waiting for somebody that's a world shaker, that's somebody that's unlocked some gifts, unlocked some capacity that people go, whoa. Do you see the love on that person? Did you see the grace on that person? Did you see the financial resources on that person? Wow, they're blessed to be a blessing. The creation is waiting for those type of sons and daughters. Not just religious people. No, the world isn't waiting for religious people. The world is waiting for people like Jesus that steps in to whatever circumstance and He elevates it. Jesus elevated every circumstance He stepped into. He stepped in with infinite love and infinite grace and infinite resources and infinite healing. The world is waiting for you and I to unlock these gifts, to walk in a greater capacity so that we can be a blessing to the world around us. And yes, God is going to bless your family in the process, but God wants you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing. There's more. There's more this year. God has more. What intentional giving do you need to give to unlock the greater things of God? Is it time? Is it your ability? Is it finances? Is it something else? God wants to give you more. God wants to do more through you. God wants to do more through our church family. What does that look like in 2026? I'm excited. I'm excited to start each and every day, every week, every season, saying, God, what can I intentionally give that will unlock your presence, that will unlock your purpose, that will unlock your resources, that will unlock your power, that will unlock your healing? God, I want to be a vessel that you can work through. I want to be like Abraham. I want to be blessed to be a blessing.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.